This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour special report recorded on Wednesday, July 12, 2017. I'm C-Marie Ainsborough. Labour organisations around the world are lobbying for the creation of an international law to eliminate violence against women and men in the workplace. The proposed law is an instrument designed by the International Labour Organization. The ILO is the United Nations body focused on matters of work in the world. If adopted by a country, the law, called a convention, would become part of the country's legal infrastructure. Conventions are often accompanied by recommendations on how to implement their provisions. The campaign to have the ILO adopt a convention about violence against women and men in the workplace is intensifying as more labor organizations lobby their governments to support the proposed convention at the ILO's annual conference in 2018. Leading the global campaign for an ILO convention is the International Trade Union Confederation. The ITUC is the global organization which represents national labor centers, such as the Ghana Trades Union Congress and the AFL-CIO in the United States. Chidi King is the director of the ITUC's Equality Department. In a Radio Labour interview, she was asked what forms of violence against women the ITUC was most concerned about.
Well, I think we're concerned about all forms of violence against women, really, which can take many shapes, whether it's physical abuse, including assault, battery, attempted murder, sexual violence, including rape and sexual assault, you know, verbal abuse, bullying, psychological abuse, intimidation, sexual harassment, stalking, threats of violence. I mean, the list is quite long. And, you know, whilst there's some extreme forms of violence, which we can all easily recognize and say, you know, this is unacceptable, it needs to be stopped, other seemingly minor forms of intimidation and harassment and coercion sometimes take place over extensive periods of time and can have devastating effects. And we've seen some of these even leading up to acts of suicide. So I think our objective is really zero tolerance on all forms of violence against women in the workplace, recognizing, of course, that different measures need to be applied according to the severity of the violence that we're talking about. But prevention is what we're aiming about at it, and zero tolerance.
Ms. King was asked if there are any indications that violence against women is increasing or decreasing.
Well, I'm not sure there's been a lot of empirical research on this, where the workplace certainly is concerned. And this is something that the ITUC and affiliates and allies are looking to remedy. But all the anecdotal evidence that we have suggests that it is on the rise.
Ms. King was also asked how an ILO convention could help deter violence against women and men in the workplace.
I think it could help in many ways. First of all, just in terms of raising awareness around this issue, it would be very helpful. It sends a very clear message that actually this is not something the world in general, and certainly the world of work, is prepared to tolerate any longer. It's quite shocking that there is still no international labour law that says that violence is just not part of the job. It will send clarity to employers, governments, and trade unions about what their respective responsibilities are in terms of stopping violence, and particularly gender-based violence in the world of work. For employers, it helps them in terms of demarcating, if you like, their responsibilities and measures they should be taking to help prevent violence, gender-based violence in the world of work. For trade unions, it helps us in terms of guiding policy making and negotiations, but also in terms of looking at our own organizations to ensure that they are free from gender-based violence. And for governments, again, it sets clear responsibilities and obligations for governments to legislate in this area and to make sure that not only they have the necessary preventative measures in place, but the necessary remedies in place for people who do suffer gender-based violence in the world of work.
The campaign has taken on some urgency because the ITUC is asking its affiliates to complete a questionnaire about their experiences with violence against women. The questionnaire must be completed by early September in order to have its results considered at the ILO conference scheduled for June 2018. I'm C. Marie Ainsborough. Thank you for listening.